All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Three blokes catching up over a can of three. So many things that we cannot wait to see.
G'day listeners, you're back with Benny Banksy and Boydie, the basketball blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy.
And this podcast is called the People's Republic of NBL Fantasy. And Banksy, you've got a hardworking local member. How are you doing today? Sorry.
I didn't know where that was going.
No, well, this is the thing. This is what I'm trying to do. Dear. I think like last time there was I'm just trying to get Banksy involved early. Banksy, I mean, you did post a picture of your pipes this morning on the group chat, and they were very impressive. Do you want to tell everyone about that?
A bit green.
That was a bit dangerous. Explain yourself.
Not the arm pipes, the Super Mario pipes.
Okay.
My son's birthday upcoming, so big Mario fan turning 3.
Like it.
Very good. Well, this podcast has been, I guess, in the works for a couple of weeks.
Months.
Feels like that.
It's been a while.
We haven't been able to get to it. But
there's been sickness. There's been delays. There's been everything. I still haven't cleaned up my office, so apologies to the viewers out there in the YouTube land.
New if you hardware? Watching us.
Yes, we've got flashy.
It's very whiz bang.
We've got the pokey machine now.
That's right. So we may or may not. This might not work. So if it's not on YouTube, it's not on YouTube. But so the concept, like, it's hard at the moment, fellas, because there's no NBL fantasy from last year is still open. There's not a close down. There's not, you know, it's hard to come up with podcast content, and then the world just delivers us an absolute blessing. So the People's Republic of NBL Fantasy, we are going to be the government of NBL Fantasy, and I have to give a warning, there will be a lot of swearing. Swearing ourselves in to different positions, of course, that is. And the thing is, we will tell you when we're doing it, though. So that's the trick in the People's Republic of NBA Fantasy.
We don't go rogue here.
All right. Now, we have to do this ourselves because we did have a leader of the People's Republic of NBA Fantasy and his introductory press conference, and this is what happened.
Why are you standing? A number of reasons. I guess throughout my sporting career, I've had the urge to do community work, and I think I've really worked hard on that aspect my 16 years in Canberra. And the thing about that is that I was, I guess, a public figure, and I was put on as on the podium where I was just a person out there making sure that I was. I'm buggered. I'm sorry.
And unfortunately, that was the 22nd. Politics career of Mel Meninga, and he's not going to take over, so it's up to us, fellas. So I'm just going to go straight to our Minister for Health.
The Injury Report with Dr. Boyd.
Alrighty. Obviously, we've got no games going on really at the moment, so a couple of warm-up games against college teams or what have you, but that's about it. So the big injury, we're still not 100% sure really what is going on is with Big Willie Magnay. Now, we hoped that this wasn't the case. We thought we were going to get a clean run. I think there was a couple of articles written sort of a month-ish ago saying, you know, he'd sort of turned the corner and was hoping that he was all good and back and he'd be back on court, rah, rah, rah. Then next minute, we've got the JJ signing Tristan Forsyth, which you would have seen from Sam Phoenix, and as an injury replacement for Will. So,
Did you put him in the new theme song?
Yes, he is in there.
There you go.
And
the curse has begun.
That obviously did it.
I think that's probably the way we can sum this up is basically this.
I don't like it.
Let's be honest. We don't like it for Will.
We don't like it.
Okay. So look, I'm just going to jump in now and start the news off with a bit of my role as the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and we're talking about the Scots now. If I could do a Scottish accent, I could. But I'm talking about Shannon Scott.
There is a rat in the deep end of the pool, but we got him.
There we go. I knew you'd come through. I knew you'd come through. So I'm going to talk about all the things that Shannon Scott experience. Shannon Scott, a fast offense to run. Shannon Scott, defensive skills. He, in college, he got awarded for his defensive ability. Shannon Scott, shooting everywhere around him. As a facilitator, those potential assists that Machado could have had, setting it up and just that guys don't knock down the shots, it does get frustrating. But Shannon Scott, familiarity with his teammates. So This is another player from the Long Island Nets, fellas. So he was in the 2019 team. Liam talked about this, actually, through the week with Big Source Alan Williams, Mitch Creek, and most importantly, his new teammate, Tajir McCall.
Okay.
Now, I had a quick look at Creaky's highest scoring game from that season. And in that game, Shannon Scott posted 9 points, 6 rebounds, and a lazy 20 assists.
20.
Now, so he's had multiple 20-assist games that season, and he has had multiple triple-doubles also. He even had a triple-double with 20 assists.
Oof.
So, Banksy, I ask you the question, has Shannon Scott you interested?
Shannon's got no friends due to the schedule, I believe.
That's probably fair.
Makes it a bit tougher, doesn't it? Did you happen to jump onto www.basketballblokes.com and jump onto the fantasy calculator and try and get a score for that triple-double game with the 20 assists by any chance?
Just quickly, large.
Not bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So yeah, Shannon's got a large score. he was the main signing, but I'm going to introduce Banksy in his first ministry role here. You've got some DP signings to announce, I believe. What's your role there?
Announcing DP signings, apparently.
As the minister,
Minister for Youth.
Okay, there you go.
There was a few, wasn't there? So we had Michael Harris for Perth. We had Alex McNaught for New Zealand. Josh Tomasi for the JJs. Iggy Mitchell for Sydney, as well as Zach Gatorna. And then Walter Brown for the JJs as well.
Nothing, I don't think, as far as the ways Fantasyland's going to this year from our DP squad. All right, so now we've gone through the news. We're going to get into the segment. So let's do this seriously, fellas. While we do, let's all stand for our national anthem.
Failing to plan is planning to fail. It's time for the Schedulizer.
We all know that the schedule is our fantasy constitution.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, fellas.
That's, yeah, I get that, it.
That's it.
Yeah,
so
it's the vibe.
That is. That's very good. Bordy, I believe you are going
I'm going first. Yeah, all right. You can kick us off, mate. Obviously, I guess, and probably had this job for quite some time.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Where's it going?
No, just go on.
Minister for Aged Care.
Okay, Minister
obviously,
Aged Care.
Obviously been role. That for a long time. I've got to make sure each week, and have been for a long time, that Banksy doesn't mumble on too long, that his peas are mushed up nice and squashy when we have dinners or the like here.
Is that what you're predicting, Banksy?
Make sure there's always some Just for Men in the shopping list for the beard and the hair on top, although I need that too nowadays, but that's okay. No, in all seriousness, Minister for Aged Care. And for this one, we're talking about a veteran. I've got to discuss a veteran.
Okay.
Now, the person I'm going to discuss might not be classified quite as a veteran because he's pretty young. But he's been around a couple of years. And one that I don't mind, I thought I'm going to try and tie mine to fantasy as much as I can because he's nice and cheap. He's got runs on the board. And that is Mason Peatling for United. Good schedule.
Okay.
Right? I see him getting minutes because there's no Jack White there. I know they've got a couple of big boys, but, you know, how quickly is Humph going to be playing full games, you know, full extended minutes? We've seen him hit big scores before. And so he had a 45-point game, fantasy point game in 21. He only averaged 22 in 21. Oh, I've confused myself with everything here. And then only 17 last season with Jack White back was his average. So he actually fell. He was one of the big falls. But he had a 45-point game and a 56-point game in NBL 21 when the minutes allowed. So I just think with their schedule, with the fact that they are going to have Humph there, but how many minutes does he play to begin with? I reckon it could be a nice cheap option.
Interesting.
It is. I mean, the guy's like 10 years younger than all of us. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I said, not sure he's a veteran.
Hey, this is what we can do in the People's Republic of NBL Fantasy. We do whatever,
we want.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do
460K we're saying he's going to start at. So I think if he gets a bit more minutes, I reckon could be a nice cheap option.
You clearly wanted to discuss him and you've done well, Minister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go next and take up the role for Ministers for Sport. Now, this is a bit of a newsy thing. We got a news article from Fox Sports however long ago now, because we have been waiting to do this podcast for a while, but it all stemmed around the quote from Larry Kesselman that they want the NBL to be the number one sport. And as minister...
In summer.
Correct. Mm. And as minister for sport, I feel that that is an achievable goal. We've got cricket, obviously, and the A-League.
The what?
The A-League.
Is that still going?
Yeah, it is. It's all streaming. This is the issue, I think, with the A-League. It's moved to streaming sort of a bit out of sight, out of mind, despite the fact that they got a bundle of money to sign the deal that they did. Obviously, for us, I feel like it is the number one summer sport, personally, but I think in general people would say that cricket is the number one sport. How far away do you fellas think we are?
I don't know. It depends what you think with cricket. Like in competition, I don't think it's really in NBL's in competition so much with like test matches. I think it's more in competition with the Big Bash.
100%. Agree.
And look, I've fallen off the Big Bash. I was a pretty big fan to begin with, I reckon. But I reckon it's too long now. There's too many games. It just became a little bit too...
It's not a novelty anymore.
Nah. When it was that little like 3-week bash... Lack of a better word. It was quite good, but I think it goes for like 4 months or something now. It's just two games every night for 4 months and just nah.
Yeah, and I think Larry makes a great point that from a competition level, the A-League is miles of leagues away from the Premier League. We're not that bad. We're sending players to top European leagues generally or the NBA. We're not number two globally, but we're three or four. We're realistically about that slot, and I think that I think it is going to happen.
Yep.
Book week this week with the kids.
Yep.
Stacks of, albeit NBA jerseys being worn by the kids, but still participation and just general interest in basketball is great to see. I think I reckon we can convert
general
that.
Very good. All right. I am rolling with the Minister for Competition.
Ooh.
And I want to talk NBL fantasy prizes. Oh. So if you remember.
Here goes a rant.
It's not a rant. I played NBA fantasy game last season. I finished 8th overall there as well.
Not too bad, mate.
The official NBA fantasy.
What is NBA official? I don't know. Like there's so many NBA games out there. But
Sports Deck or whatever it was.
It was the NBA version of NBL fantasy.
You came 8th. Yeah, there was 20 people playing, but you came 8th.
Oh, right. Okay. But what I did particularly like is they had top 10 prizes.
Ooh.
And they were very low prizes.
I like that.
But I liked instead of having this big number one overall prize, having it split across top 10.
Oh, I don't mind that.
And although I knew no one else playing that game,
mm-hmm.
it kept me engaged to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can only be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can maybe stop throwaway trades in the final few rounds, like, you know, Bordy flying with the likes of Todd Withers and... That sort of thing, and just playing it to the very end, I think it can only be a good thing.
Mm, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
actually.
I agree. Even if the overall split is the same $5,000 or whatever,
yep.
If you finish first and you win a grand, you're not unhappy, are you?
You win $100 for finishing 10th. I'll take that.
I mean,
Hundy, 10th. Nah, it's
could this
much
be
for
the
10th.
Year for me?
Whatever.
Could this be the year?
Too much for 10th.
Okay.
All right.
Back. Let's go around.
Minister for Small Business, I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one we're going to talk about a small market team and whether it's your best or worst.
Okay.
I just think now I've always said probably this is my second team, but I just
surprised you're not wearing the jersey.
Yeah, I should have put it on actually. The Cairns Taipan scare me a little bit fantasy wise this year. It's just schedule's a bit yuck. I mean, they've only got two doubles in the first 7 rounds. They do get a good run home where they get a couple of triples within about 6 or 7 weeks to each other, and they're all pretty much all doubles around it. But I just think the roster, I'm not sure what's going on there. I've heard there's lots of flexing, like lots of, you know, players can play any position and all this sort of thing. I just think fantasy-wise, they scare me. I think they're going to be entertaining to watch NBL just game-wise, but I think they're going to be a little bit of a worry fantasy-wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, explain, because there's one name in the Wartenberger with the lot.
Oh, yeah.
250K coming
hey,
out.
Hey, we might have to discuss that a bit later.
Okay. We should do that. We'll table that for later on in the session for question time, perhaps. All right, I'm going to be the Minister for Trade, and it's pretty – I'm going to just decide this ministry because of what Bordy just suggested. And Minister for Trade, I am going to make a trade, and it does involve your Cairns Taipans. And the trade involves Bull Cole, so your boy from Fantasy last year, coach's favourite. And I am making them trade Bull Cole. I'm legislating that they trade Bull Cole for Kai Soto. So, actually in the jersey today. I feel like there's so much shooting. So much shooting at Cairns and not enough at Adelaide. And Kai Soto, look at the big man lineup of... If you go to the Rolling Rosters basketballblokes.com, we've got the Wardenberger with the lot.
Yep.
You've obviously got Pinder, who can play the five quite well, small ball, but there's just not a lot. I think that they could use the extra depth with Soto. I think I'm making the trade. The other one I was going to do was Harry Froling for Deng Deng. Oh, actually, that was the last couple of seasons. Sorry, that was our... Sorry, I forgot to delete that. But what do you think? Would you sign up for that trade? Who says no? Banksy, Adelaide or Cairns?
No, I'd tick that off.
You tick that off?
Yeah. Both have requirements. Tick it off.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. God, it's great having this piece of equipment with all these buttons. All right.
Banksy, what do you got for us?
Next.
Minister for Defence.
Okay.
Now, this is my Defensive Player of the Year prediction. Okay. So the big source... We know Alan Williams played in the CBA, had a league-leading 15.4 rebounds per game, but 10 of those were defensive, almost two blocks and 1.5 steals a game. Similar numbers in the last season in the G League, 13 boards a game. Again, 10 of those were defensive, but we just know we love defensive numbers in fantasy and how they translate, and I think Big Sauce will deliver in bottles this season.
Oh, not
interesting.
Bad.
He probably wouldn't be my pick. Like, obviously, Bogut led the league in rebounds, which is kind of the bare minimum you have to do. Then you have to have some sort of outrageous shot blocking numbers, I think, as a big man, rather.
Yep.
To make that sort of presence, but yeah, hey, you're the minister for defense.
Do
whatever you want. Good prediction. We'll see how that turns out.
All right, minister for education.
Okay,
I'm going to educate y'all on a fact about a player.
Okay, it's not like the old John Mooney's dad was a carpenter from 2 years ago.
No.
His middle name was Eldrick or whatever it was.
Yes. No, that was close.
Okay.
It's just about as good.
Okay.
DJ Mitchell or Donovan wears T-shirts.
Donovan Mitchell wears T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to jump in straight away there. Okay.
I've got a bit more than that. Okay. I've just got my little sneaky little eye on DJ Mitchell.
Okay.
Looks like he's going to be starting in that Brisbane lineup at present.
Okay.
And I don't know. Look, NBL 1 stats, okay, we can say they kind of, maybe don't really translate that well. But he's been having some huge games. He's been double-doubling pretty much every game. He's almost averaging a double-double, 18.5 or 18.3 points and 8.6 assists a game. Were you going to use this later, were you?
As... I'm going to add to this once you're done.
Okay, cool. He's had recently, he just double-doubled the last two games, which were finals against Rip City. Before that, he'd had a 35-point game, a 30 game, a 31 game with 11 rebounds in that game as well. He's had multiple, like almost 20 rebound games. And I just think he's got minutes. And not only that, he's averaging almost three assists a game and almost two blocks a game. He's putting up stats everywhere. And if he's getting minutes, and another one there is with our boy Bainesy. Again, like I said about Humph, like, is he going to be starting with heaps of minutes straight away? Is Terrell Harrison fit and firing? You know, there could be some minutes up for grabs there. And I think if given minutes, he's going to... But we're a bit worried about his price, aren't we?
Well, this is a great point. So as the Minister for Climate... I wanted to declare an unexpected hot streak.
Oh,
and it was what you spoke of.
Oh, okay.
These 30-point games followed up by the big double-doubles with some assists there.
Yep.
So he's a player we haven't talked about, a player that when it was announced, I was not excited.
Yep.
The problem is he played that one season in the BNXT League, which is where Emmett's off to this season.
Yep.
He should come in $1 million. They used to have the Dan Trist, Ben Madgen, $300K price point. We honestly don't know what they're going to do with this year, but he's going to start.
He looks like he's starting.
He's starting.
If he's going to get minutes, I think he's going to get some form of production, even if it's just boards. And he's a scorer as well. So I think
hopefully he's cheap.
Well, worth
he's cheap. He could go into the. Their schedule's not the flashiest. That's why I think you'd only take a chance if he's a cheapie.
Beautiful. I'm going to just quickly go with my actual one now. Minister for Social Services. And I'm just looking at the social media of the NBL. New Zealand Breakers, normally very good. They tweeted, he might be a nice Kiwi guy on the hardwood, but on the hardwood, he is McNaughty, Alex McNaught, they're signing. They have an active roster spot left. You need to tell us in the tweet, is this guy a DP or not? I thought there was potential that for this guy could have been their last roster spot available. You need to be clarifying that. When I'm doing the roll on rosters, you know, you can't you do it for me, please. But I think we need to make something illegal on social media.
Okay.
There's certain levels of trolling that we can accept, like the King Gong incident when George King signed for the Hawks. But just have a listen to this.
As you can see, I just brought Australia to Jamaica, drinking fresh coconut, jelly inside, and a little bit of Jamaica's national rum, Grand Nephew. Never mind that. I just saw a post today. I know I'm on vacation, but the passion continues to allow me to work even when I'm on vacation. I just saw a post today, and it showed the two imports that they have and Corey Webster. I'm talking Perth Wildcats. They got John Riley. Luke Travers is now the best player he's ever been at this moment. So the development has gone clearly in the right direction after summer league.
Got a point so far.
There is no team going to challenge them for the championship. Listen, what? I know it's early, but I know what I know. Trust me. You know what's the craziest thing about this whole thing? We haven't even discussed King Cotton, the greatest import to ever touch the shores of Australia. So if we're not even talking about him, and really put a team together where there are no weaknesses on the court, how are they going to lose? Now, I know y'all think I'm just talking trash. I'm not. Like, think about it. They are loaded at every position. Who is going to stop the Wildcats? That's all I got.
Corey's had a few too many breakfast beers there.
He's had a couple of coconuts.
He knows. Look, he knows what he's doing.
He's a nut. He's crazier than a coconut.
But, is this, like, does this cross the legal level of trolling? Do you think that this level of trolling should be made illegal? Should we enshrine it? Or do you like what he's doing here?
It's borderline silly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can make it
do
illegal.
Do you think he's
the hype man.
Is he genuine or not?
I think he is.
You think he is?
Yeah.
Taking the PI.
But it's just hyperbole.
2 weeks beforehand, he was bagging out Melbourne United something chronic as well. Like he's just drumming it up.
Yeah.
Starting to get a little bit of talk about it.
Okay, so we're allowing it.
We're talking about it. I'm allowing it.
Yeah, okay.
Majority rules? Okay, yeah. Homicide, you pass. Minister for Social Services, I'll allow you to continue your operations. Banksy, what do you got next?
Going to roll with Minister for Health. We've got to give someone some good health for the season.
Oh, here we go.
And maybe this one's a little bit late, but hopefully later in the season. It's got to go to Big Willie Magnay, doesn't it? So we know the guy
absolutely
just cannot take a trick, particularly over the last three seasons. We've seen what he's capable of. Remember when he got that start mid-season for Brisbane in the 19-20 season? I think that was as soon as you traded him out, Benny, unfortunately. But yes. Average 47 over those following 9 games, and we just haven't been able to see him replicate that form since or get a really good run at it over his time with the Perth and the JJs.
This is a real worry, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, it is absolutely a real
it's
worry.
It's good to see it didn't take anyone too long to pull a ScoMo and steal someone else's ministerial thing. I believe I was Minister for Health as Dr. Boyd.
That's right.
He's sitting there, so thanks, Banksy, for pinching it.
And hey, he told you in person.
He did. That's
well
nice.
Done.
That's
so that's
nice
not pulling
this. Nice thing to do. Very polite.
You're up next.
All right. Minister for Homelessness. This one that we're talking about, there's players remaining that we think should get assigned. Now, I was going to go with the Bear, although I guess a little bit of news is the Bears
talk about that.
Formally retired. which is a bit of a bummer. I guess his body couldn't hold up. He's been in the NBL for on and off for, what, 5 or 6 years almost now, I think. Obviously, last year season at the start, we could see what he could do, and then obviously his body broke down again. So just one of those stories, unfortunately. Obviously, an NBA player, no one's ever going to take that away from him. So, yeah, he was the one I was going to go with. So then I was clutching at straws a little bit. And I did see his name mentioned in one of the articles. But I'm going to go with the Duff Man. So I think
I agree.
I think Melbourne, there was talk that he was maybe on training with them or going to be training with them or something along those lines. Now, his average come down fantasy-wise from 19.2 to 15.7 in NBL 22. But he did have scores to finish the season of 41 and 34. So once again, if he's in a position where he's getting minutes...
Oh, he can play.
I think in those two games, McCarron didn't play that many minutes. I think he had low scores, if I remember rightly. Can play, just needs an opportunity, I think. But looking around, I'm not sure where that opportunity is. Maybe it's Melbourne, but they've already got sort of XRM and Illy there, and, you know, so, yeah, it's a bit of a tough one.
Would be great to have the Duff Man back in the league for sure. My next ministerial appointment will be as the Minister for Planning. And fellas, I have to inform you that I'm removing triples from the NBL fantasy schedule.
No, don't do that.
Oh,
I need that for captains. Mm. Yeah. There's been a couple of easy ones in there.
I've always enjoyed them. They were exciting. They were great. I really dislike them now, and I think the game would be so much better without them.
Okay.
I understand that there's difficulty in arranging a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that triples mean that so many similar teams, I think that if you took them away, there would be more variation in the game, better strategy. What are your thoughts, Banksy?
I actually really enjoy the triples because I think what happens there is it gets the coaches which plan ahead to the next level in the rankings.
Yep.
It backfired on me a little bit. I think there was a New Zealand triple last season where I got Yanni and Cohen early and he didn't play, I think, from memory. So can backfire, but I think it just, you know, it helps those coaches who plan well ahead in the overall ranking. So I'm for the triples.
Yeah, I'm for the triples as well. And the reason why I think I'm for the triples is because there's none early in the season. So it's not like you can load up in the first round. If it was the first round or two or three, then I'd probably be against that. But they're all down the back end, which makes it interesting come, I guess, finals times in leagues. And which is an interesting point on itself. But, I'm going to go with – I'm on with Banksy here.
Okay.
And interesting fact, just looking, there is four triples over the season. They're all in the back half. But all of those triples, the team has a single prior to the triple.
So you're saying that there's enough risk as it stands at the moment – to if you're going to go for that triple, you need to can't overload so much because we've got the singles to follow. Okay, that's a fair point. It may be the fact that I didn't have enough money to get Robert Franks, ended up with Tyrell Haverson as captain. This could be some personal bias, and he got injured as my captain in the first game of the round, but effectively ruining my season. But money should be more important for fantasy, so we can get those absolute top premium targets in the triples. So maybe it does add some straining. I've been outvoted in the People's Republic of China. That's how it works. So China. no, that's not how it works. Let's be honest.
I don't like it.
This is a real worry, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, it is. All right. Who's up next?
Is it me?
Yeah.
All right. There's a little bit in this one. Minister for Environment. So this is a little bit of a rant, but hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
So this one I'm rolling with listing my favourite change of environment. And it's my boy at Melbourne, XRM.
Okay.
Now, I know one of our patrons, is quite big on him. Been talking up a little bit in the preseason, even though it hasn't begun. But he's been saying he's looking fit in the United photos. He's been working with Gideon Daniels in the States recently too. But he said watching XRM in interviews gets him excited that he could start. And I watched a recent interview with Mick Randall of the Herald Sun that he did with X, Tucker and Caroline, the three imports, and he asked the latter two who was the leader at United, And they both instantly answered with X and pointed.
Oh, okay.
Okay. X, he went on to talk about the game where he torched United, and I think that was more than once, but the main one was when Harvey sat out.
Yep.
And, quote, I got my opportunity to step up into that role, in that starting role where I thought I belonged to really flourish. And another interesting quote I had there was, everything that Dino has said to me, you know, just given us the freedom to be ourselves and to play. And last year was unique for me. I wasn't able to have that all the time with the pieces we had. But since we walked in the door, Dino's basically told us, be yourselves and given us the freedom to go out there and show who we are.
Did he say you know or you know?
You know. It was,
okay.
You know.
Come on.
So I know that last podcast I did point out that remembering when he wasn't getting the opportunity early, averaged roughly 23.5 fantasy points a game in the first half of the season and went on to average 39 in the back half of the season. So we know that for XRM, greater opportunity has always meant better fantasy scores, and I think he gets that opportunity with Melbourne.
Don't mind it.
X can give it to you.
Don't mind it at all. With that roster, that schedule, price, 1.18 mil, we think.
Very good schedule.
Okay. All right, back to me, is it? Minister for Youth.
Okay.
This is where we were getting into it a little bit before we started. I decided to step it back a little bit. Probably should have put these together, but I didn't.
Okay, so just Banksy, what are we expecting here? Minister for Youth, he's gone. Minister for Age, he's gone with Peatling. So are we going with the like some under eights kid for youth, or how does that work? We'll carry on anyway.
It's a couple of years away, this one?
No.
Carry on.
Big Wardenberger. Going with?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
Here,
yes.
Here he is.
Talk your Step stuff.
Look, now I did say I was scared of this team in as a minister for small business, but there's one thing that I'm not scared of, and that's the big Wardenberger.
Mm-hmm.
Averaging eight, he was just
it's a delicious burger. They just
8.3 points, 4.1 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1.3 block a game. He's going to be big minutes there starting. I think he's going to have minutes. He's going to be contributing. He's going to be getting boards. He's going to be doing a bit of everything.
Cheap.
I'm thinking, cheap. Yep, cheap, 250K. I'm thinking he might hit the sort of 700 to mil mark, I reckon. I'm not sure he's going to blitz it any more than that at this stage. But I'm thinking that's a nice big value uptick if you want to.
He's going to be a prominent cash cow, we would think.
I would think so.
But it will also be interesting to see if he does start, because they could always go with Pinder and Deng small ball.
If we look at the whole slate, I mean, Banksy's going to do his cheat sheet, no doubt, later on. We'll have our best cash cow options on there for our Patreon supporters. Tough, again, this season, I think. Two seasons ago was an absolute outlier.
Maybe we can just do three cash cows this year.
But it's traditionally been at that $1 million imports have been your best money makers for the last little bit. Last season, I guess. But is Wardenberger going to be a must have? It's going to be interesting because it comes at the cost of $1 million rebounding import.
And even if he doesn't start, looking at their roster, he has to play minutes either way.
Yep.
So
you'd think so.
Enough to increase in value.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. I'm going to go with the role of Minister for Agriculture. And we do like fresh meat here, fantasy land. And this is not about mangoes. This is about Pete Hoogley's article, actually, where he talked about the five fresh faces. We like fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who are set to excite. Now, he has listed Jarrell Brantley, Brady Manick, Justin Robinson, Tyler Johnson, and Ray John Tucker. Now, my role for you fellas is you have to boot one of these out that you're least excited about.
Robinson.
Okay.
That's a Banksy with Justin Robinson straight out of the NBA, I believe, and just running the show at Illawarra, playing that XRM role from last year, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But starting, I'm guessing, no doubt.
It's a lot of thought from you, Dr. Boyd.
Purely to annoy certain fans, I'm going to go Manick.
Is that right? Interesting.
I would have picked that next, probably.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. There, and we talked about Perth a little bit before.
I think it's a clear homicide. Top three.
Yeah, I think so too. I just think they're a bit an unknown. Like how it's a kind of a completely new roster. There's a new coach. There's a new everything. It's just the only thing there is Cotton, and we know he's going to be putting up numbers and everything that's still there, and that's fine. But yeah, I think Manic.
Okay, interesting.
Big hype, you know. And let's see, you've got to produce first.
I probably would have gone Tyler Johnson, to be honest. So they all get to stay, but
I reckon TJ's looking all right.
Yeah.
Let's next task. We have to legislate to add one more. Can we all agree on one more fresh face, one more piece of fresh meat that we are most excited to add to Hawley's list right now? And how saucy are they?
Caroline for me.
Oh, Caroline. Caroline, yeah. Or Williams?
I think Caroline gets it because of the schedule.
I think Williams is a given. But I think Caroline's too, the one that's not going to be
all right.
As highly
sweet
owned.
Sweet Caroline. Mm. I think we legislate that as...
And beg your pardon, it's probably up there as well with their schedule too.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Derek.
Beg your pardon.
What? Well, that's it. We've passed the piece of legislation to add to the Minister for Agriculture. Like my role's done. Banksy, what do you got next?
What do we have next?
You got any more, Banksy?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
Minister for Manufacturing. Okay. So I'm going to manufacture some hype for a player. And he was just...
You're going to be homicide, are you?
No, okay. He was just on your list there. That's Ray John Tucker. So he had those Jalen Adams-like numbers playing with Jalen. Enough said, but plugging his most recent G League numbers into our fantasy calculator, remember, gave us the same fantasy average output as what Jalen put up last season.
Like it.
But this guy, he's the all-time leading scorer for the Wisconsin Herd, and we know he's an absolute bucket, but it's this quote that gives me confidence he's going to be a fantasy bucket. He said in his interview that I watched, "The only difference I can say about me and Jalen is that instead of MVP, I'd rather shoot for defensive player of the year. That's my goal." So if he can add those defensive numbers to what we're already going to get with his shooting numbers, I think he's going to be putting up similar numbers to Jalen.
Hasn't this position, and it sounds to me like he's almost trying to be that Cleveland type person almost. Hasn't this position come to fruition in the league? You know, we've got Justin Simon back.
Mm-hmm.
King, I think, looks like he's a bit of a defensive player as well. In that three spot sort of thing, it seems like every team's almost got one of these guys.
Yep.
So interesting. Yeah, I mean, there's a fair Melbourne United bias going on with Banksy today.
It's
he's
incredible.
All over it.
He's watched one video interview, and that's what happens.
He watched.
Yeah, well, so if he was Minister for Social Services,
he
would have talked about that, no doubt. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't go well, if he's not a fantasy bucket, he's a fantasy what? I'm not going to say the F word to start it. But that's a setup. We'll save that for a podcast.
Failure,
correct. Fantasy failure. It rhymes with bucket. Bordy, do you have any more?
Oh, no, I think that's all I got.
All right. So I'm going to close this session by speaking about one more piece of news as the Minister for Mental Health. And we had the injury, of course, to one of our favourites, Dan Greeter. Awesome article where he shared his personal struggles, right? So I think it was done with the Illawarra Merc and then shared from there. So... Yep. He actually came out and he admitted that the injury broke him mentally and he sought assistance through a psychologist. The quote was, he was always a little bit skeptical of it and he thought he'd always get through it himself because he's pretty headstrong and it's going to be something that he keeps on doing. And it's worth mentioning, like we've had that, we've had Beamer, Will McDowell-White come out and talk about his confidence issues with Liam. It's just... great to see. I don't know if in basketball there's less of a stigma to it, if it's slightly less of a masculine sport than footy codes and stuff like that. But it's really good to see people talking about this stuff. And as Minister for Mental Health, we wish Dan Greeter the best of luck.
That's it.
Season.
And he's nice and cheap. He's looked like hopefully he's fit and firing, ready to go. Remember, this is a guy that started off his NBL 20 campaign with fantasy scores of 26, 11, 23, 17 as a 250K-er, I think he was back then. He's had games in the 20 pretty regularly. He's had a 35 in the NBL 21. So he can obviously score as a bit of a cheap option as a wing if you need to go cheap.
Priced
if you're
at
going,
about 11.
That's it. If you're going with a Cleveland or something like that where you're going to have to pay up, could be an option for you if
that,
you want
that
to.
That SF eligibility is also really
correct.
Handy
your
for sure.
Benchy.
Cheap. Possibly cheap benchy option, yes, as I said, if you're going for a Cleveland or whatever.
The session all is right. Closed.
Yeah, that's
thank
it.
You.
I
we've
think that's all the world's issues. Today. So good little session. We're starting to ramp up now, so you'll hear from us more and more over the coming weeks or whatever. We're only a few weeks away from Blitz, obviously, where we get to see all these guys that we're talking about actually play a little bit. As always, you can find us on the socials at @bball_blokes, on Twitter at on Facebook, we are just Basketball Blokes, or www.basketballblokes.com, number one source of NBL fantasy info. Until next time, ciao.